a look back at this year's Derby Day on WHAS.
It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. A little hazy, but it's going to be a glorious day for the 108th Kentucky Derby.
I think we've got a very, very nice crowd. The infield looks rather large to me.
Somewhere amidst all that sea of humanity, Peace Sullivan and Ann Marshall, where are you?
I have to introduce the winner of the first race, Pete Sullivan.
Thanks, sucker.
You rat. Peter had Veracity. I had, what dog was that that I had?
You had Barrister Sib, the dog.
It was never announced.
It was never announced because it was dead last.
I'll stick with your picks. Yes,
see?
Absolutely.
Breaking in from here on in, we'll lose our shirts probably. But we got to go somewhere and strip some of this clothing off.
It is really burning up out here, and a lot of people have really gone to the very, very barest minimum.
Remember, it's a family radio show, guys.
Listen, these two winners have to go pick the next race. We can't be bothered.
Yeah, we've not got much time to talk here. We need to look over the racing form and get together for the second race.
Okay, in that case, we'll go over and see what's happening with Kim Scott. Kim?
Hi, Wayne. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. Our whole gang here has a mint julep in hand, and we're just doing fine. The sun is shining, and I've got Bob, who's a banker. What have you done in town since Thursday?
We've been partying, getting people out of jail, and just having a good time.
I'm just looking for the girls.
Fred Wishy, the tulips are gorgeous this year.
Some of the tulips have disappeared, and Donnie Lord has his suspicions.
I guess it's a rabbit.
Rabbits at Churchill Downs.
Yes, well, there is a few at the infield.
And they're off. And it is Librella that's in second place trying to hold it. We're coming to the line, and it's Isabella that wins it by 5 lengths.
The fellow who's found so many folks coming from all over the world is Milton Metz.
Who better than the baseball immortal than Stan the Man Musial? Stan, what brings you back time and again?
The Derby in the race itself is a great spectator sport, and I love racing, so, you know, I wouldn't miss it.
They make breakfast for you. They take you to the best seat. They give you a good room in their house, and they love you. What more could you ask for?
Well, that's pretty hard to beat, except they don't give me the winner.
Next year, maybe.
Let's say hello, Kim.
Hello, Wayne. How are you?
Well, I'm just as well as I was the last time you asked.
We have met a couple of people from New Jersey. We have Rich. Rich, you want to come on over and say hello?
Hi, how are you?
Now, is Pat your wife?
No.
No. Well, I was asking Pat, how did you start coming to the Derby? And she said with her husband. Where's your husband?
He's over at the board.
What's your pick for the Derby running?
Royal Roberto.
Why is that?
It's my husband's first name.
That's how people pick them.
They're off. Here they go. It is Bird Brain trying to hold off the charge behind him, and Bird Brain wins it by an neck.
Here's Joe Donovan.
You have got to have seen some unusual people, some strange people.
There's this one gentleman who comes in with the twin spars. He has a hat in the shape of twin spars.
Wayne, I have got bad news for you.
Break it to me gently.
There are billions of goosebumps out here.
You're
there are
jesting.
People showing so much flesh, and I have two guys with me. They feel pretty good because they just won the last race, right?
Yes.
How much did you make on that one?
About $38.
Wonderful.
Andy, I must say, is the turf rider for the Washington Post. You've been coming to the Kentucky Derby for...
This is number 13, and I would rank it 13th on my list of most favorite derbies. I've got Star Gallant in the Kentucky Derby Future book. I wrote earlier in the year that this horse was going to race his way right into the Hall of Fame. I mean, it was the wrongest I've been about anything in a long time.
I wish you'd had a better week.
See me after this interview. We might have a goodie in the fifth to get out.
Awesome.
I'm with Mel Torme. I heard a fellow that stamps you as the best singer of our time.
Let me put it this way. I'm sure not going to say you're crazy, mister.
Frank and Donna Klein, tell us about your Kentucky Derby party.
Been drinking mint juleps and having a big time ever since.
We'd love for you to stop by in person if you could later on.
Well, listen, save me a place, and if there's anybody still there about 9 o'clock tonight...
We'll be going as long as we can stand up.
All right. Coming to enjoy the racing, a fellow who's accustomed to be around horses a lot on Dallas, Bobby Ewing, who is Patrick Duffy in real life.
This is my first thoroughbred race that I've ever attended.
Have you been on the backside?
No, I haven't been on the backside. I'm too dedicated to taking my hard-earned money and poking it down a hole, so I'm sitting out here doing that as fast as I can.
Coming to the line, Rossi Gold wins it by 2.5 lengths. Backstabber is second.
Let's see if we do have somebody in the infield who has a winning ticket. Do you have one out there, guys?
Gee, I wish we could say we had one, but we've had a bad stroke of luck here, bro. I'll tell you that. We have some gentlemen here, real entrepreneurs, who are taking photographs.
Pictures here. $2, that's the pictures.
I heard you say $2 for beer, get your pictures here.
Yeah, that's right.
We may have the station pop for one for Pete and me.
No, why, sure.
They won't pay for it.
No?
No.
Of course, you guys are worth it.
Well, I'll give you a deal.
Give us a deal.
You come on down, you get a deal with me.
Okay.
Come right out of Perky's pocket.
Hey, listen, put a to tell him put it on my tab, okay?
Yep.
Here's Kim Scott.
Thank you, Wayne. I'm right in front of the tote board in the garden.
Oh, by the way, Kim.
Yeah.
I'm still doing fine. I was a little hurt. You didn't
How
ask.
How you doing, Wayne?
I'm doing real
All
fine.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Mr. Ellis. You look terrific.
I got a rose. I got the rose.
That's right. You gave me a rose, too. Wow. Thank you for that.
Oh, sure. For the girls. You know, you got to give them a rose.
I think this might be the year for New Orleans.
We got Rio Dez, Louisiana Bread. You know, we're pulling for him. We got Bed El Baba.
Yeah.
We're going to be pulling for Rio Dez.
One of your friends is getting a little rowdy. He almost ate my mic about 5 minutes ago.
He's real bad.
Who did you find for us now?
Waylon Jennings.
You bet the horse as much?
I bet on a monkey pumping up a football.
How are you doing so far today?
I like a monkey pumping up a football.
Your two resident dummies here, Ann and yours truly, had the horse in the last race but forgot to bet it.
I can't believe it, Wayne. We've had lemonade and we're going to be chowing
cookies.
Down on some cookies.
Doesn't that sound silly? Lemonade and cookies.
Sounds wonderful to me.
Are you guys telling me you've been over there eating, chowing down,
we've
stuffing
been
it for over an hour?
Yes, we've been waiting, so we figured there's nothing to do but sit down and eat.
It's a rough life, but somebody's got to do it.
Pardon us, we have to go bet the next race.
I understand that.
We've got work to do.
I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you.
Listen, if things get desperate, send up a flare.
Exactly.
Okay.
Cha-cha.
On the line with us now, our friend and Pam Brown. And you're at Pike's Peak?
Yeah, I'm looking out the window looking at it.
Tell me about the Colorado party.
We're all just getting crazy, drinking mint juleps all day long.
Did you bring the secret recipe with you?
Oh, yeah. 8 quarts of Maker's Mark.
I see.
You don't need nothing else.
What, does the crowd have a favorite?
Does the crowd have a favorite in the Derby? Jack Daniels.
Okay.
We've been looking for the singing mint julep man.
Gotta go now, sell some more mint julep, yeah.
Quite a serenade. May I ask for your name?
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
What's your name, sir?
Marshall Kellum is my name. Marshall. Just out here trying to make a little money.
What do you think of the mint julep?
Well, it's a pretty good drink.
You don't mind it yourself?
No, I sip on them every now and then. I don't drink too many of them. I got to walk around and sell these things. I'd be falling out on my feet if I drink too many of them.
I've never seen anything quite like that, folks.
Let's go to Kim Scott.
Wayne, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for asking.
I just thought I'd ask and not, you know.
Well, I'm getting excited.
Everybody is ready for this race.
Oh, Governor.
Hi there. How are you?
How are you? Are you having a good time?
Oh, yeah. You can't help but have a good time every time. It's like an endurance test. You know, we just have 15,000 of our closest friends out at the horse park, you know, for the governor's breakfast.
We've got about 150,000 of his closest friends here at the track on Derby Day.
The rider on Gato del Sol will be Eddie Delahousse.
He's going to take a lot of racing luck. I hope I have a little racing luck.
Excited? Like your chances?
Yeah, I am. I'm very excited.
Eddie Gregson trains Gato del Sol. Eddie, you drew next to the outside. What's your feeling about that?
Well, it's not the greatest post, but there really is no good post for a horse that comes from way out of it in a 20-horse field.
How's the horse coming up to today's race?
He couldn't be any better.
Gato del Sol will be the big gray. We'll be looking for a big run in the late stages of today's Derby. Eddie, a lot of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Here charging is Gato del Sol. We're coming to the top of the stretch. Cupid Girl's Joy trying to hang on as they cut that last corner. They head for home. Cupid Girl's Joy goes a little wide of the rail. El Baba between horses. And it is Rockwall over on the inside. Trying to get through. Can't find room. Muttering, ripping, and driving. And Air Forbes 1 is right in there with El Baba. On extreme outside. But we've got reinvested in Gato del Sol. Coming fastest of all is going to take it, it looks like, with a 16th to come. Gato del Sol feels the sting of the whip, and he's rushing to the line. We come to the finish. It's Gato del Sol that wins it by 3 lengths. Laser Light is second. Reinvested, got up for third.